I don't want any trouble. Just get out.
You fucking shit.
Come on, get out. I don't want any trouble. You got to have a
drink. Get that.
Give me the motherfucking videotape. Give me the motherfucking bitch.
Give me the videotape.
Give me the videotape right now. Hey, nigga, hey, Queen.
Come on. Shut up. Yes. It is.
Shut the fuck up.
Hey. What?
Hey,
what?
What the fuck did you do, man?
Crazy for this one, Jesse.
Good looking out,
Jesse. Good looking out.
Jesse P.
Yeah.
Good looking out.
Good looking out. Good looking out.
Let's
go. I don't think I'm gonna give a fuck on this one.
Got West Coast UK connection.
They wanna know what's going down.
I'll tell y'all something about this one.
Check it.
If you niggas want it, come and get it. If you niggas want it, come and get it. If you really want it, come and get it. And come and get it. And come and get it. If you niggas want it, come and get it. If you niggas want it, come and get it. If you niggas want it, come and get it. And come and get it. And come and get it.
Teachers, I always wanna test me. God done bless me. If he's gonna bless me, you should just stop. Get it to your earlobe. Can a nigga quicker than the product with a barcode? Nigga had a terminator, trip from the future. No emotion, no effort to shoot you. Red eye, head size. Yeah, I'm a specialist. AKA,
bad motherfucker, you ain't
messing with me. Get who you get, dark hole if you don't rip. It's another nigga, bitch. Why you wanna talk shit? Never make a real hit, you should go recycle. Just like, hey, why? Fire is a psycho. He's more lyrical, I'm so cynical. I'm actually more rough. Educated criminal, you don't even get that. Hey, you better step back. Got 6 months for the muscle to be a six pack. Working on the weak side, gotta stay float. Gotta stay working. Eyes wide open, you don't die hoping. Thinking you're better than. Show's kinda late, but you ain't never let him in. Yeah, I'm a veteran, but not for you. I'd have faced my fears and I said to you. But I'm still here, off here, ready to prove anything. Gotta stay ready for the drama that I hate. Been hearing some advice, so leave me alone. Don't hate, don't drag, don't call me fuck. Y'all niggas all backwards, gotta call you crisscross. Tried to be cool, now I'm really pissed off. Rip your face off like Cage at Chipotle. Doc Holliday, 6 shooter in the holster. Put you on a poster, now you a has-been. If anybody has
no, don't know what happened.
About a bitch, if you want it, you can have her. All I do is talk shit, suck dick, fuck you. Take all your money, they don't even want to touch you. Looking like a buster, nigga better stop it. Hold a bitch hostage, sell the problem. So serious, anybody here in this thing? Cover his head, put a dime, so limitless. Kill him every limitless, kind of like a hero. Flying off cushions, we back to the zero. I'm De Niro in a movie casino.
Everybody gotta take
parts
from the Negro.
I'm trying to live, now moving all around for a fuck to get. Before I break your ribs, legs, arms, and your back too. Now you can't move, while I rip off the tattoo. With a pocket knife and a record pair of pliers.
No anesthesia.
So once a fire, gotta make you feel the pain of every cut. Decision. Fucking with the dagger was the wrong decision. When I'm worse than prison, you'll be begging for protection. No, I ain't talking like sex or erection. Find another section, you got
to go,
you got to fall most, you were a homo. Got a big dick, I need room to hang. All these fake ass wanna be food and tang. Take a stranger change. Make sure you
stop it, Jack, where your mind at?
I don't know, lost it. Find me, tell me, if not, then it's okay. I smoke so much, I think I ran away. In a rap for late, till the day I die. And I'm gonna die high when I fuck with my whole life.
If you niggas want it, come and get. If you niggas want it, come and get. If you really want it, come and get. Come and get.
Fun, no time for me to end this. Like any murder case without a body or a witness. Knock your senses.
Jack is really on one.
Two niggas down, top three from the top gun. I won, you lost, I high, you not. I smoke, you broke, I go, you stop. Never drop blocks, then do it to death. You hear this motherfucking beat?
Keep trying to
death. Knock an engineer on math, or I easily pass. Kick a bitch in the ass, I bought my cash. Thinking I'm a trick slut, now you really fucked up.
Why you still here?
My bad, I'm a flip up. Let me slow it down so every one of y'all can comprehend. If you niggas
want it,
come and get it.
If you niggas want it, come and get it. If you niggas want it, come and get it. If you really want it, come and get it. And come and get it. And come and get it. If you niggas want it, come and get it. If you niggas want it, come and get it. If you niggas want it, come and get it. And come and get it. And come and get it.
Good looking out, Des.
Oh, shit. What's cracking, y'all? Dagger. LA West Coast all day. Oh, shit. I need that change right there. Fuck You Fridays, Bang Out Radio, LA West Coast all day. Thanks for tuning in tonight. So I'll be tuning in. Of course, as y'all know, on Fridays, all we do, well, all it is for, like I said, we just talking over here. We kicking some shit, get some things off my chest, get some things off y'all chest. If y'all got things y'all want to talk about, like I said, just try to, this is just a show for hopefully motherfuckers can relax before the weekend get here, because, like I said, the weekend is for fuck all the bullshit. All right, that's how I feel at least. So fuck it, all right? Excuse me, just getting mobile as always, and got to go pick me up some cigarettes so I can get into some conversations of what I feel like tonight. Wish I had some drink. About to get some drugs later. Now, well, we, you know, need to smoke, but in the meantime, it is what it is. But let me start off as I always do. You know, got to shout out the boss lady, Topaz and Shay, because without her, that's some nice Christmas lights on that house. Without her, there is no Fuck You Fridays, no Slap Sundays, no West Coast Wednesdays, Trump Nights with Queen, and no Slap Sundays. Bang Out Radio wouldn't even be popping if she didn't do what she was doing, all right? So thank you very much, Topaz, and also for allowing me to do my motherfucking thing over here and to hold on to the, what am I holding on to? I'm holding on to Bang Out Radio, you know, for now, until, you know, the boss lady comes back or until I have some more shows or whatever happens, happens. But right now, y'all, like I said, y'all got the dagger and I'm here doing what the fuck I got to do, all right, to present y'all with reality radio, you know, top independent artists from around the world. That's what we also thank. Second, all independent artists, everybody out there doing their music thing, because as y'all know, even though we're not doing music on Friday, it's all right. I got FOMO shows, and I play nothing but music, or, well, I play music and other shit every two, so y'all shit always will have a place on Bang Out Radio and will be in rotation, all right? So just make sure you keep sending in your music. Keep doing it. Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, all right? Make sure I get it. And then last but not least, is anybody out there that supports the show, talks about the show, spreads word about the show, like I said, because we all, I keep saying it, and I'm going to keep saying it until I'm fucking blue in the face or until y'all actually start believing me. We are all in this together. I can't do it by myself. I can only do my part of it. Y'all got to do y'all music thing. Y'all got to do y'all talking thing. Because the only thing I ask y'all to do is just talk about the show. That's all I ask. And I see y'all out there, and this is the one where I'm asking you to do one more thing. Because I see y'all liking the show and everything like that. And so if you want to stick to Facebook or whatever you do, like it on Facebook, share it on your Twitters. You know what I mean? And just share it one time. I've been saying this now. If you like the show on your Facebook, after you press the like button, just go over to the right a little bit. You know, it's right there, and click the share button. Just share it. I don't care if you share it on your own page, share it on a friend's page, share it in a group. Doesn't matter. Just share it one good time, all right? So like and share. Tweet, Twitter, whatever y'all do, just help your boy out, right? Help your boy out. That's all I ask is spread word about the show. If you know artists that's trying to get their music in rotation, if you know artists are trying to get their music in rotation, tell them about the show. If you know sexy ladies, beautiful women trying to get acknowledgement or whatever on that, or just want to holler at somebody, want to be Dagger's Beauty of the Week, tell them to get at me on the show. All right, if you're a producer, director, I mean, if you're just independent, whatever you're doing, and you're doing it independently by yourself, and you want to get some promotion about it, holler at me on the show, all right? This is not only just for independent artists. It's for independent people, period. All right, that's across the board. Point blank, period. Like I said, Bang Out Radio, reality radio for everybody, all right? And that's what I'm saying. That's why it's open to everybody, and we all in this together. And all you got to do is call in. If you want to call in today, 661-621-7559. But like always, as I'm going to keep hearing, we're not playing no music tonight, all right? We're just talking shit. Not talking shit, but we're going to kick some shit. If you got some issues you want to get off your chest, if you got something you want to talk about, maybe you want to put somebody on blast, work, school, family, whatever. If you got something you want to get off your chest, tonight is the fucking night to do it, all right? So holler at your boy, and we can get in, all right? Now, as for me, you know, I always got to start off Fuck You Fridays. You know, all my shit be fucked up all the time. So, you know, it's always something to, oh, what the fuck is going on here? Hold on, y'all. I'm sorry. I put it up at the gas station. Got to get my single cigarettes real quick. Hold on. Man, it's just been the weirdest week, and I mean, I'm trying to be positive about shit at the same time as well as try to overlook the negativity that's happened. But you know what? What's really hard to do is when you're trying to be positive and when you're trying to do the right thing. That's when everybody and their mama try to bring you down and try to do some shit that's fucked up to bring you out of your shit. You know what I'm saying? To try to fuck up what you got going on. And that's excuse me. And that's what's hardest, because I notice, and well, but they keep saying it all the time. I mean, If ain't nobody hating on you, you're not doing something right. Then I must be doing a whole lot right. Okay. A little older, your nurse scrubs. That's cool. But then that's what they say. They say if niggas ain't hating on you, if people ain't hating on you, then you ain't doing something right. Then I must be doing a whole lot right, although I don't feel like, because it seems like everybody and their mama's hating on me right now, hating on what I got going on, and hating on what I'm trying to do. And it amazes me. I mean, real true haters, when people say it's a job to hate, it is. It really is. Because the shit that some of these people do in order to fuck with me, it's like, did you really just go through all that just to fuck with me? Like, I don't even think I'm important enough for you to fuck with, so I don't understand, but you must think I'm important enough for you to fuck with. So hold on, 25, 35, 45, 50, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold on, y'all, count some change. Y'all make sure I get my change right. Uh-oh. I better not trip on a fucking penny. This motherfucker trip on a penny, I ain't gonna do shit, but I just hope he don't trip on the page. Hold on, y'all. I gotta go get my cigarette so I can feel more comfortable while I'm talking to y'all. Shit. Like I said, I wish I had a bottle or something to sip on. Wish I had a blunt in my hand, but hey, it is what it is. We gotta keep it rolling, keep it pushing. I hope y'all out there smoking, drinking on this Friday night, or at least getting ready to. Hopefully by the end of the night I will be. But y'all gotta hold on real quick because I don't want to sound like I'm crazy walking up in this store real quick talking to myself, so hold on. Good feeling. Now looking at me. Come on. Come on. Good time. All right, we got a little for 100? Yeah. Thank you, sir. Yes, my nicotine. No. Smoke is really a bad thing, though, yo. I'm sorry, but I got issues. But if you're not a smoker, and I mean smoker of cigarettes. If you're not a smoker of cigarettes, don't start. And if you're out there smoking cigarettes, you should stop because these things are bad for you. They kill. You know, they're harmful. They cause problems. Well, not problems. Well, they cause, you know, body problems and shit, because like I said, it's unhealthy. You ever actually read the back of a fucking cigarette box, all the Surgeon General warnings and shit and all that and everything, but we don't give a fuck, but you do, like I said, or don't smoke them forever. Try not to smoke cigarettes, because they're bad, and you know, y'all motherfuckers may be out there smoking like 2-3 packs a day and shit. That shit right there, not the B.I., all right? This is my little public service announcement on cigarettes as I sit here and light one my damn self, but I got fucking issues. And once I get over my issues and everything like that and all these motherfuckers stop fucking with me and shit, then I may stop smoking. But at this time currently in my life, I need to smoke. So and I figure I'm still young enough where I can smoke, get it in, and quit and still hopefully have some lives left, you know, some years left on my life. Damn, Papa John's smashing, man. You're supposed to be delivering pizza. Slow the fuck down. Oh, my lighter don't want to work. Now I got to use matches. Hold on, y'all. Just trying to get situated, man. Y'all know. Here we go. Y'all just got to roll with me. Hold on. Yeah. Find me a nice spot I could just park at and post up real quick. But I guess the main theme about tonight is just really, truly just hateration, you know. And what I also realize, shit must be getting better for me. Because I'm receiving more and more hate, you know? And so I'm trying to look at it that way. You know, maybe that's why all this hateration is happening to me and everything, because I am doing things better. And things are getting better for me. And I'm trying to put shit together. And motherfuckers is recognizing that shit and just hate that shit. But that's one thing I can't stand is people that have the energy to hate on the next person. It's like, just do something with yourself. Do something with your life, and you wouldn't even be worried about the next person. You wouldn't be worried. Like, I don't give a fuck about what nobody got going on. No disrespect to anybody out there, but, I mean, y'all know what I mean. Whether majority of the time, I have a feeling where it's like, if it doesn't affect me, then it's like, whatever. You know, if it's not affecting me, my family, my money, you know, then whatever, you know, do what you feel you need to do. I don't give a fuck, you know, because it's not affecting me. It doesn't harm me. It doesn't come anywhere in my circle, you know, so why would I give a fuck? But there are these people out there that go out of their way to fuck up somebody's day or to fuck up some other shit, you know what I mean, to fuck up shit that don't got nothing to do with them or because they don't got nothing going on for themselves. And that's crazy. I can't even imagine myself sitting up, you know, well, I can't lie. There have been moments when I wanted to hate on somebody or I wanted to do something to somebody that I felt they may have deserved or everything like that or in retaliation for something or anything like that. But no. Why? Instead of hating, I just get better. I just do what I got to do to get to the level that I want to be at. I just start focusing on the shit that I have to focus on. Focusing on the next person, always worried about what the next person doing, always getting up in their shit, will make sure that you don't never got shit going on for yourself because you're so worried about what the next motherfucker's doing. Oh, he got this. Oh, she got this. Oh, did it this. Oh, okay. That's some bullshit. Man, motherfuckers drinking Haterade way too much lately. And, you know, I thought we was, I don't know why I thought we was past this. You know, but it's just not going to happen. You know, because, and it's weird because there's so many different ways. There are different people. Well, let me take that back. It's people that ain't got no reason to hate even be hating. You know what I mean? It's like when I see people doing shit, when I see a nice car, when I see, you know, motherfuckers getting a good job, when I see this, when I see that, I congratulate. Yo, congratulations. Good job. As you should. You know what I mean? That's bomb right there, man. Keep doing what you're doing. Live it up. Do, you know what I mean? It's not a hate thing. This is what people are supposed to be doing. If everybody was straight, you know, if everybody was doing on their piece of cheese about their shit, then nobody would have to hate on anybody because we all would be on point with things. But because people don't want, to fuck up their shit, or you know, or their shit's all fucked up, or they ain't getting what they feel they deserved or whatever, then they hate what's going on for others. And I can't understand that. You should be asking, you know, maybe asking questions like how, you know, maybe I can need some help. You know, and I don't mean handout help, like, can you loan me this, can I get that? I don't mean that type of help. I mean, ask a motherfucker, you know, what worked out for you? What were you doing? How can I, you know, try to get involved in that? How can, you know, try to find a way to get help in order to better yourself, not to down the next person. And this is across the board on everything. People hating relationships. People hate on jobs. People hate on music. People hate on clothes. People hate on cars. You know, people hate on what motherfuckers look like. Especially bitches. Y'all ladies be crazy when it comes to hate. You know what I mean? Y'all can hate a nigga so fast, but I mean, y'all, the hate ladies show towards each other is even more crucial. Even girls that be claiming that they got friends, and this is my best friend, this is my homegirl, will sit there and hate on each other. And it's just like, and that's where I'm at with even that. It's like, if you're hating on me, then you don't need to be nowhere fucking in my circle. You know what I mean? Keep your friends close, keep your enemies close. Or nah, fuck that. If you're my enemy, don't be nowhere fucking near me. Nowhere near me. I don't got time for that shit. It takes time to hate. It takes energy to hate. You know, you gotta think about what you're gonna do, how you're gonna do it, who you're gonna get involved with in order to get shit. You know what I mean? There's a lot that goes into hate. And there are these people that wake up every day, that's their job. Every day they're a hater. Every day they find something or somebody to hate on. What am I gonna hate on today? But like I said, that's just something. Like I said, I don't know how long we're gonna be on the air tonight because I can't really be on my phone. Like I said, like this before they cut off my shit, and then I can't cut off my phone. I'm nowhere where I can be stationary right now, so I'm gonna just get some things off my chest and see if anybody wanna call in and chop it up with me. But if not, you know, we might cut out a little early. But that's the only thing about Fuck You Fridays is that, you know what I mean, you come in, get the shit off the chest, and then get to the fucking weekend. If it takes 2 hours, that's fine. If it doesn't, then hey. Like I said, I'm not going to waste y'all time. I'm not going to waste my time. All right, not like this is a waste of time, but you know what I mean. It's just that once we get our shit off our chest, it's like, fuck that shit, move the fuck on, which is what everybody should do. You know, once, if you are going through something, if you are dealing with some bullshit, you know, do what you got to do. If you got to cry about it, you know, and I don't mean that in a way, but sometimes you got to, you know, let your emotions ride with it. And get your cry on, move on. If you got to squab with somebody over some shit, then whoop that motherfucker's ass, then move on. You know, if you're just going to be mad about it, then get mad, do what you got to do, you know, smoke some weed, drink, and then move the fuck on. So that's what Fuck You Fridays is. So sometimes it doesn't take 2 hours, so I'm just letting y'all know that. So if it doesn't, then it's not. But that's just where we're at right now with that. All right, now, just let me just speak, you know, personally about some shit real quick about, you know, I've had two hating situations. The one wasn't even a hater moment for me, and I had a major hater moment for me yesterday. But, both of these things happened yesterday. Yesterday just seemed to be the hate day. You know, number one, my nigga Fresh Witty, you know what I mean? We got this Witty gang cracking. We're about to start, you know, really hitting the streets, getting live out here, you know, showing y'all a whole lot of things out here, at least on the L.A. coast. You know, we're taking it all around the world. But my nigga got a fresh-ass hoodie made. You know what I mean? You know, we hood with it. So he got this new hoodie made, and they say, you know, Fresh Witty, Witty gang on the back, and then on the front it says Hood Bound, Fade Ball. You know, the fucking sweater is hard as fuck. When I saw it, I'm like, oh, shit, nigga, I got to get me one. Of course, it's going to say 4DB on the back. But, you know, I got to get me one. He posted it on Facebook, Woob, and everything. Now, I picked the homie up from work. He get in the car and tell me, why the fuck is niggas hating? And I'm wondering who he's talking about. Like, I'm wondering what he's talking about. Come to find out, I don't know, for people that have been on the show before, maybe been around, the nigga that I used to have beef with that was in the crew that I dissed and everything like that, schoolboy or whatever, you know, doing this nigga over here, right, was hating on the homie's hoodie. He gonna comment on that shit. He's gonna be gonna comment on it, talking about, oh, that's some 80s, 90s shit. I mean, that shit ain't fresh. Like, my nigga Fresh with it was like, hold up, like. But I mean, out of nowhere, my nigga Fresh with it, they talked to this nigga in like 3-4 months. You know what I mean? They're low key from the same hood and shit. But like I said, no one's gonna nobody fuck with him because he be on that bullshit. Ain't nobody talked to this nigga in 3-4 months. But then on top of that, when he does come out the woodwork, this is what he comes out and says. So my nigga's like, what the fuck, hold up, you know, hit him back, like, nigga, what the fuck you talking, this, that, or whatever. And he's like, he called him a bitch. He was like, you know, he was like, man, that's some bitch shit, nigga, they hating ass bitch. Da-da-da. He was like, but then this nigga schoolboy gonna hit him back, like, man, I thought, oh, niggas, since niggas joined the Witty gang, or niggas formed the Witty gang, we can't joke around and shit no more, man. I was just joking, but I ain't gonna be too many more bitches. Like, nigga, please, you wasn't joking. Niggas know you, homie. You wasn't joking. You was dead serious. See, that nigga flexed on your ass, and now you want to try to back up and bow it down. You know what I mean? And the homie is on that hood shit. These niggas is on that hood shit. Then he was like, nah, fuck that. Ain't even no talking. I'll be on the block later. Nigga, I'm coming to the block. You know what I mean? You want to talk about that shit, talking in my face. Niggas went to the block later. Of course, the nigga wasn't nowhere near on the block. Nigga, ghost town. Nigga wasn't nowhere to be found. You know what I mean? Niggas hating on the distance. And that's just also shit that ain't got nothing to even fucking do with him, but just hating on the Witty gang. Because he was part of it. He wasn't ever part of the group, but like I said, I was doing music with him. Cut that nigga off to the fucking side and shit. Wasn't fucking with him. Join up the other homies or whatever. And you know what I mean? Niggas can't stand that shit. Niggas can't stand the shit that niggas got radio shows. Niggas can't stand the shit that we all over YouTube and shit. Niggas can't stand the shit that niggas out here got music that's turned up and popping. Niggas can't stand that we be doing shows and, you know, and all this shit. Niggas can't stand that shit. But that's your fucking fault. You ain't got nobody to blame but your motherfucking self, because you a hater. Because you a saucy-ass nigga. Because you ain't got shit going on in your life. Because you a lying-ass motherfucker. Because you a fake-ass nigga. That's your fault. And real niggas don't fuck with niggas like you. Nigga, man the fuck up. Grow up. Nigga, they want to hate on a hoodie. And on that Facebook banging, too. Niggas got everybody's number. Nigga, you can call a nigga and say something if you want to. Nigga, you want a Facebook bang. Fuck you look like, nigga. Bitches do that shit. Nigga, and that's exactly what you're a bitch. Nigga, what, nothing? All that shit talking or whatever, nigga, none of that shit went down. Nothing. And that was in all instances. Nigga, always been a bitch. But always want to come out the woodwork on some shit or whatever. And like now. And then you want to bring that shit, like I said, Christmas time. This is my nigga's Christmas present. Somebody hooked that up for him because they support the Witty gang. They see what we got going on. They see what we out here trying to do. got that for a Christmas party. So you think that nigga wasn't going to say something? And like I said, these niggas ain't me. See, me, if he would have said it to me, you know me, I ignore ignorance. You know, I ignore it. I brush it off. As long as you don't touch my body and come anywhere towards you or anything like that, man, you can say whatever the fuck you want to. I don't care. You know, people tell me shit all the time, and I done heard the worst already in the world. So, I mean, whatever you got to say, nothing, man. You can sit here and talk all day. Motherfuckers talk all day. Talk, talk, woo, 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 this and that, nigga. I don't give a fuck about you talking. Nigga, you can stand over there and talk all you fucking want to. Step in my face with that shit. Step within range. It ain't gonna happen. And then on top of that, you know what I mean, I was already having a fucked up day. Motherfuckers hating on me and my job at work. Motherfuckers, because I'm trying to get away from certain situations, you know, and leave people alone. Because, like I said, if it ain't beneficial to you, if it ain't making your shit better, your life ain't getting better dealing with certain people and doing certain things, and it's not any way beneficial to you and making a positiveness in your life, you need to get rid of that shit. Trust me. And that goes for people, you know what I mean, activities, whatever you may be out there doing. If it's not beneficial to you, then fuck that shit. But like I said, I've always said this too, when you're trying to clean up shit, when you're trying to make shit better, when you're trying to do things better, the people that may have been around when you didn't give a fuck or that you was on some other shit or whatever, and they still trying to be on that shit, they're not going to like that. They're going to hate the fact that you're trying to do something better because they can't do shit for themselves or their shit's all fucked up. They're going to hate you for that, for trying to be better. You know, misery loves fucking company. When motherfuckers is mad or want to be all hater, you know, hater, blah, 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 trying to make up words. When motherfuckers want to hate and shit, they want everybody, you know, haters are grouped together. Haters like other haters because they can get together and fully hate in a group on something. You know, the type of person you are seems to attract the type of people you're going to be around. You know, and that's like a subconscious thing. It just happens. If you're on the straight and narrow and you're doing the right thing, like I said, if you're making your money and you on some baller shit and you're doing baller things, then you're going to come around other ballers. You know what I mean? If you play basketball and you're good at playing basketball, you're going to come around some other basketball players. If you're trying to live your life the right way and do the right thing, then you should be around people and come across people that are trying to do the same thing. But like I said, I was trying to leave a situation alone, and then, of course, when you try to leave a situation, and then when it comes to bitches, too, like I said, bitches get crazy. Bitches get real crazy, especially when they feel like, you know, you owe them something or oh, my God, how could you treat me like this or do this to me and everything like that when you ain't doing nothing but saying, yo, I ain't messing with you, I ain't fucking with you right now, or I ain't fucking with you, period. You know, some people just can't take that. So I was in that situation, you know, first of all, the girls start blowing up my phone and shit, you know, my cell phone, and I'm at work. And then of all days, the bitch tried to start doing this shit. It had to be on a day that corporate, you know what I mean, is in the office. You know what I mean by corporate. You know, if you got a corporate job, you know, you got the regular job, not the regular job. I mean, I got my job, but then the motherfuckers, the big wigs of the company, you know, motherfuckers where the money come from and the people that actually run the company, you know, is in town from out of state and shit. So now, I keep looking at my phone, you know, keep calling, I'm trying to work, you know what I mean? Like I said already, corporate's running around the office and shit, blowing up my phone, like 10 missed calls, 20 missed calls, just keep calling, I hang up, I don't pick up, call right back. So I'm like, all right, look, so I text her, I'm like, yo, I'm not playing this game right now. I'm at work, leave me alone. Like I said, leave this shit alone. Like, right now is not the time. Like, leave me the fuck alone. You know, this girl started calling my job. Call the office number, you know, where I'm working at. So now, but it's blowing up the office phone like she was just blowing up my cell phone. Like, call, somebody pick up, hang up, call, hang up, call, hang up, like 10, 20 on the office phone. Now, luckily, everybody kind of knew what was, not everybody, but certain people knew what was going on and what was the situation was. So it just looked like we were busy at the office. You know, it looked like we were getting a lot of calls and everything like that. But no, it was the same bitch. And then the bitch had the audacity to sit up here and like, because my coworkers were telling me there was a time like she was calling, but then I went to the bathroom and shit. I wasn't nowhere to be found anyway. I was in there taking shit. You know, I was in there for like 10, 15 minutes, calming down, you know, trying to relax and shit and everything. But in that time frame, she's blowing up the office. Like, she doesn't, and then she didn't come to find out, she done cussed out my receptionist at my office. She done cussed out one of my coworkers. Got on the phone with my boss. You know what I mean? Talking about, you know, I got shit that, I got profiles and shit like that that he's provided for me, you know, trying to say that I took shit out of the office that I'm not supposed to, you know, like people's personal information and shit and giving it to her and everything like that. Like, really disrespectful shit. Like, literally trying to get me fired because I didn't want to talk to her right now. And I told her I was at work and I'm not talking to you because I'm at work right now. So she took it upon herself to say, well, okay, well, I'll make you lose your job. And then Sad Appear is going to tell my coworker, well, you better get on the fucking phone because if you don't get on the fucking, and then all in my government and shit, yeah. So I need to talk to Leon Holmes, you know, where the fuck is he? You know, if he don't fucking get on the phone, then I'm going to fucking come up there. He's going to fucking lose his job. I mean, all kind of wild, crazy shit. And I'm just like, are you serious? And like I said, yeah, I work in an office. These white people are looking at me like, what the fuck is going on? Because, you know, these people don't know what this is. They don't know about these hood nigga problems, you know, crazy psycho stalker bitches. These white folks don't know nothing about that. They just look, and now they're looking at me like I'm dealing with crazy shit, like I'm bringing drama to the office, like people got to, like, you know, people are getting threatened at the office. They looking at me like I'm stealing shit from the office, people's personal information and shit. You know, some federal shit. Like, a nigga can really go to jail behind this shit. And I'm just like, wow. And I'm just looking at it like, so they suspended me behind this shit. Look, take the rest of the weekend. This is yesterday. So they leave yesterday. I didn't go in today. And now I got to go in on Monday and see what's going on. But basically, I was basically just saying, yo, you got all this shit going on right now. You obviously got too many personal problems right now, and it's coming to the office. You need to leave the office now. And we'll see you on Monday. Get your shit together, and we'll talk about this on Monday. I'm like, ah, fuck. You know, and this is one of the best, this is not even one of, this is the best job I've ever had, in all honesty. I'm making good money, making real good money. You know what I mean? Benefits and shit, got all that, you know. I was able to pay off a lot of shit, get a lot of shit handled this year because of this fucking job. You know, I'm good at my job. You know, the people I work with like me, they trust, you know. It's a whole lot of, like I said, a lot of positiveness. And then because this bitch want to be mad or because this, that, or whatever, she want to try to take something away from me that is my livelihood. That I've been using to better myself, that has got me to better places, that will continue to get me to better places. Because, and this one, look, no job, you know, single parent, no kid, well, single parent, one kid, you know what I mean? Again, no job, no car. You know, you ain't got nothing, but you want to take something from me. That ain't got nothing to do with you. This is the shit, this is what I mean. Instead of just leaving the situation alone. Just leave it alone. You got so much beef with somebody. You got so many issues with somebody. Walk the fuck away. Easy. Leave me the fuck alone. But this is what happens. See, some people be on that shit like, what? They be on that shit like, oh, no, you didn't. You're not going to, you know, you're not. I'm not, you know, just don't understand that. Oh, no, you can't get rid of me. Fuck that. Or because, no, well, fuck that. Well, if that's how you feel, well, fuck it. That job's so important to you, then I'll make you lose that motherfucker. Like, then all this crazy shit. Just out of nowhere. For what? For nothing. I tell y'all all the time, and I'm going to keep telling it all the time, be better than me. Be better than the daggers. Make better choices. Don't deal with bullshit when you don't have to. You know what I mean? Cut loose situations out of your life because it only gets worse. Shit never gets better, especially when you already know you're dealing with a crazy motherfucker or somebody that just don't got all their marbles, you know, what do they say, a couple of sandwiches short of a picnic, you know, when they just not all the way there. And how people, and like I said, there's certain actions you can never take back. When people show you certain things or they present things in a certain way, You have to look at that. You have to recognize that. You have to understand that that's how they are. You can't avoid that. You can't change that. So the thing is not to deal with it.
But that's it. Y'all. That's just me. That's just a few things right now. Hold on. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. I think I can still break into this. Hold on. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. Wait a moment. Is this going to work? Should work. Let's see. Come on. Come on. Almost. There you go.
Hi.
What'd it do? How you feeling this fuck you Friday?
I got a couple things that I need to get off me for my weekend. Yeah, sorry. Oh, man. Oh, okay. Where do I want to start with this? Okay, so my, you know, everything else has been okay. I've been all right, you know, home. And but, of course, my job has always got to get on my last nerve, even though I appreciate my job and everything. Don't get your girl wrong, but the way they treat me is just, they don't pay me enough. I have to be putting me through. Okay, so today, you know, I come in, I'm supposed to be there at 10, so of course, like always, I show up on time, ready to go, I'm ready to work and everything. But my manager, for whatever reason, you know, me and her have already gotten into it once before. So, you know, she don't like me and it's cool, but we try to be cordial to each other. Like, you know, I understand, you know, she's my superior, so you gotta, you know, you gotta respect, you know, the people who are above you, but at the same time, we know we don't like each other. I just listen to her and I keep it pushing. So for whatever reason, I guess today she felt like she wanted to be bold in front of all the other little. Okay, be nice. Okay, well, you went there, so I mean, I was trying, but but you know, so she felt like she was trying to be funny, and she was like, I was doing something. I can't even remember what I was doing, but she came at me all sorts of sideways. When I say all sorts of sideways, I mean all sorts of sideways. Oh, you don't know how to do your job and this, that, and the third. And, oh, you've been here all this time and you mean to tell me you don't know how to do this and whoop whoop whoop. And then after she grills and then after she chews into me, she starts talking all to everybody else in Spanish. And then the whole back of my restaurant just starts cracking up laughing.
Oh,
so
you're going to talk in English. Yeah, okay.
Right.
Yeah,
right. So, you know. Right. So, you know, me instantly, I'm trying to keep my composure because me and her have already gotten in trouble with our, you know, with our big boss behind arguing in front of customers.
All
so,
right.
You know, I hold myself together and, you know, I keep it pushing. She's like, oh, can you go do this? So I went and I did it. You know, I come back. Then she comes to me, you know, she's like, oh, Nicole, what time do you get off? I was like, oh, well, the schedule says I'm supposed to get off at 6. You should have seen the look on her face. I told her that I was supposed to be getting off at 6 o'clock. Like, she looked at me shocked and surprised, like, oh, no, this black girl ain't going to get no 8 hours worth of work up in here. So she turns around and she goes into the office where my big boss is. Now, mind you, I know my big boss, I've known her personally for a couple years now. But, you know, they go in, like, nobody knows that. I keep that on the low, whatever.
Right.
So they go in there. So she go in there or whatever, and she don't come out for, like, 30 minutes to an hour. She come back, and she's like, oh, Nicole, you can go on your 10-minute breakdown. She was like, I was like, 10 minutes, and so I was like, okay, y'all want to give me a 10-minute break before I get my half? That's cool. You know, I ain't tripping. I get off my seat, whatever, go plug in my earphones for 10 minutes so I can just drown out all this crap. She's like, no, because you're getting ready to go home at 3 o'clock. Excuse me? So, mind you, I've been at my job about 4, almost 5 months now. And I have yet to work a whole 8-hour shift. yet. Now, mind you, everything that I'm supposed to do to in order to work an 8-hour shift, I know how to do, but this bitch and the other manager that I have, they don't allow me to do it. So I can't get those hours. They don't want me to be able to get paychecks like they get paychecks. You're there 5 days a week and you work 8 hours. Everybody else that I come across around this motherfucker works 5 days a week, 8 hours a day. But I get a little funky 3 days a week and anywhere between 2 hours to up to five.
Haters.
That's it and that's all. That's all, like, exactly. That's it and that's all. Now, mind you, my schedule keeps changing. For whatever reason, this week, everybody keeps changing my schedule. I was supposed to come in today at, like, noon. Now, mind you, I have tomorrow off. So I'm like, okay, cool, I'm not tripping off tomorrow, whatever, whatever. So when I get off work, I'm like, okay, everybody keeps telling me that the schedule is changing. So I go up to, one of the other little homies that I have working there, that I work there. He had just got there. I'm like, Gabriel, go to the back and find the schedule, because I couldn't find the schedule. This bitch keeps hiding the schedule. She don't want nobody to see when they're supposed to be working, but I don't understand why you hide the schedule. Like, it don't matter. It's my schedule. I'm supposed to know when I'm supposed to be here and when I'm supposed to get off and all this other stuff, so I can't figure out what I want to do.
Is technically any kind of illegal? I mean, there's got to be some kind of legal ramification of this. You can't hide shit like that.
Right.
But, okay, but keep going. I'm sorry.
So I go, and I'm like, Gabriel, because, I'm off work now. I'm just waiting on my ride to come because, now y'all done messed me up. I'm thinking I'm supposed to get off at 6. Now I got to wait on somebody to come get me. So I'm like, Gabriel, go back. I was like, can you go find the schedule for me? He was like, yeah, I'll do it for you. Hold on, give me a second. I was like, all right. So I stand at the front counter or whatever. Gabriel comes back, and he was like, he was like, Lupita is sitting up there acting crazy. I was like, what'd she say? She was like, oh, you don't know your schedule by now? I looked at Gabriel, I said, who said that?
Talking about you?
Yeah.
I said, who said that?
Schedule if I don't ever see it. Like, if I can't see the schedule, I don't fucking know it. Right. So I said, I looked at Gabriel, I said, who said that? He was like, Lupita said that. I said, she got me fucked up. I walked back there, and she's standing in the office. I said, where's the schedule? And she was like, oh, it's right here. She pulls up two copies of this week's schedule. Now, she hands me a copy, and she has the other copy that I had seen 2 days ago in her hand. But mind you, my hours for Sunday have been scratched out in pen. I don't know how many different times. It's so dark you can't even tell what time I'm supposed to be there and what time I'm supposed to get off. Like, that's how many times they changed how many times I was supposed to be at work on Sunday. So she hands me a schedule, and the schedule printed on there says 10:30 to 5. So I'm like, well, I just seen the schedule the other day, and somebody told me that the schedule got changed. I said, I was supposed to be here at 12, from 12 to 8 on Sunday. She was like, so she starts laughing underneath her breath, and she's like, oh, well, this says that you're supposed to be here from 11 to 8 on Sunday. I said, so you got three different times that I'm supposed to be here, and you mean to tell me that can't nobody give me a direct answer on what time I'm supposed to be here and what time I'm supposed to get off?
Why? Because if you show up, whenever you show up, they can say you're late or something like that or whatever. Yeah, motherfuckers, man. Yeah, I don't know what's up. I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead. I'll speak off this shit. Go ahead.
But then you schedule me for 8 hours. But this is what also pisses me off. You schedule me for 8 hours, but then I don't ever get to work 8 hours. So then you're pissing me off because it's like, how am I? I understand that I have a job, but my job is not. This job is not about to dictate my personal life. It's not fair that I'm sitting up here and I'm telling people, oh, I can't hang out with you because I have to go to work. But I'm like, okay, I got to be at work from this time to this time. But this time it's too late for you to come and pick me up so we can do this. But then I turn around and get off at this time. So now I missed out on this because I thought I had to be at work, and now I'm missing out on stuff that I could be doing or stuff that I want to do or stuff that's beneficial to where I want to go in life because of y'all, because y'all want to keep changing stuff around, or y'all, you feel me?
Yeah,
now,
of course.
So I'm sitting up here, and I'm like, okay, well, this schedule says I work from 10:30 to 5. Now, mind you, then I'm being told, oh, you work from 12 to 5, or from 12 to 8. Then I'm being told, oh, no, you work from 11:30 to 8. Oh, but are you even going to give me all those 8 hours? Because now, like I said, you're messing up what I got going on and what I want to do. Behind what y'all, and then I sit up here and y'all sit up here with fat checks, and then I'm sitting up here like, oh, man, I needed this money to do this, and I thought I was going to get this amount of money, and it ain't even come up to this.
Yeah, because then, I mean, because then you start planning, like you said, you start planning when you, yeah, I know, when you got checks and you expecting a certain amount, you're like, okay, I do this, I do this, I'm going to plan around this, I should make about this much, and you start doing, yeah, you start planning around shit like that, and then when that shit changes, it's off everything, but like I say all the time, people don't care about shit unless it affects them, but go ahead, I'm sorry, no, yeah, keep going.
I don't know, like, I just, my job, I need another one. I just, you petty Jesus. Oh, I'm not about to let it stress me out. Something's going to come through, but I just, man, Lord, do I need another job? I can't do it. Like, I feel like it's not fair. And then for what? You hired me under certain pretenses, and then you turn around, and then I don't even make enough money for the pretenses that you hired me for. Like, you feel me? Like, that's my thing. How you going to tell me, oh, well, if you learn how to do this, 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 and this, then you'll get these amount of hours. And then I don't even get that, and I'm 4 months into where I'm supposed to be at. I'm supposed to be working 8 hours a day, at least 3 to 4 days a week. But no, I can't get that because my managers is hating on me. For what?
And
y'all send me home.
And then I don't understand why managers would hate on you anyway, because, I mean, don't managers, I mean, they make more money because they're managers. So it's like, I don't understand. That's what I mean. Y'all getting y'all money. Why y'all hating on my little, you know what I mean? Like,
That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm trying to say. Why are you hating on my little bit of money? And y'all in here, it don't matter. Y'all get paid either which way it goes, because y'all sit here 8 hours a day anyway for 5 days a week. It don't matter. But me, you sit up here and you hate on. I have one manager that I'm cool with, and like I said, she lets me do my job. But it's so crazy that you guys put me with the other two motherfuckers that y'all know don't like me, and you know send me home on some crazy crap. Oh, because it's raining outside and you don't know how to do this, so no, you can go home. It's been 2 hours. Y'all called me into work to work for 2-3 hours. That's not even paying for the gas it takes for me to get down the street to go to work. Gas is too high for y'all to be talking about that.
Now, real quick, not to cut you off or jump subjects, but yeah, I'm at my mama's house. Anyhow, I'm about to leave, though, but walking by my dad's, in my parents' bedroom, and I walk by my dad's little counter right here. And why does he got the... Yeah, why you got the KY natural feeling liquid personal lubricant on the thing?
Oh, my gosh.
What about people?
What? I know. That's
not. No, it's not. Like I said, good job, Dad. Moms, do what y'all do, whatever. I mean, I never had to use KY. It's got its own little tube right here. It's just posted, just out, like, you know. But I mean, any house, they can leave shit out there. But it's like, hold on, real quick. Straight out the, let's see what this is real quick. Straight out the 626-8219. What the fuck you do? Hold on, almost. Come on, you can do it. Almost. Well, maybe not. Wait. Well, when it joins. Come on. Well, it hasn't joined yet. It'll join in a minute, 626. When it comes in, I'll let you know you should hear a beep or something. But besides that, so I mean, that's just what it do, Queen. fucking work. Like I said, then you around nothing but Mexicans. I mean, Mexicans be on that shit like that sometimes. I'm sorry. That's how they are.
Yeah, I know. It's just, I just don't know why they gotta do me like that. I don't bother nobody. I don't talk to nobody. I do my job and I go home.
I mean, what do you think? You think it's a black thing? You think you the newcomer? So they, you know what I mean?
I think it has to do a little bit of both. You know, like I said, it's only me and another black girl there, and we're the only two other people of color in that store that work there at all. Everybody else is Mexican. Everybody, from my big manager all the way down to the newest person, they're all Mexican except for me and her. And she has another job, so she ain't tripping off of them. But like I said, and I'm not tripping off them either, because like I said, I make my little bit of money here and there, but I feel like, well, damn, my little bit of money can't even do the stuff that I really want to do. I get paid more money going to school with financial aid checks, if you want to be real.
I remember the financial aid checks. Some of them used to be cracking. The nigga don't never spend them on what they're supposed to either. Nigga, I'm still paying school loans back now. Like, because I was wrong. Like,
that's crazy.
But
what I'm saying. For real. Like, I get paid more money to go to school. Like, it's not fair, you feel me, for me to turn around and get a job, and then I'm like, okay, my job is going to do this. My job, I'm chilling a little. My job's going to do this. My job's going to do that. Whoop, whoop, whoop. It's going to help me get this, at least help me stack bread so I can get this, or help me stack bread so I can get up out of here and get my own spot. No, my little job ain't helping me do nothing. That's my party money for when I want to go out on weekends and drink with the homies or go out with that somebody or whatever. You feel me? Like, it's just, that's what that money is. I can't even afford to do nothing. I can't afford to do nothing. I get $30 checks. That's what I get for working 2 weeks.
Now, here's the thing. That right there, this is just being honest. That ain't even, like I said, it's not worth it, period. You could probably hustle $30 in 2 weeks. You could have to deal with that bullshit. Just being honest with you. You know what I mean? If they ain't going to pick up that shit or whatever, because, like I said, then that is a waste of your fucking time. You can, like I said, you could borrow $30. You know what I mean? In a sense. But, I mean, $30 in 2 weeks, that's fucking dumb.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You feel me? Like, how fair is you go to work? You go to work to get paychecks, and you turn around, and you're like, oh, yeah, I'm about to get this amount of money, whoopie, whoopie, whoop, and then you open up your paycheck. I was so devastated. Not once, but twice have I gotten $30 paychecks, and was sad. Like, damn, I came to work, and that don't even pay for a whole tank of gas.
But you did see it coming, though, right?
You said what?
The hours and everything, so, I mean, you knew it was coming because you knew what kind of hours you had, right?
Yeah, pretty much, but I mean, still, you still don't really expect shit like that. You turn around and you really open up a paycheck, and you really just open up a paycheck, and you're like, okay, I at least expect $60, maybe $60. And you open up a paycheck, and it say $25.30, and you sit up here like, damn.
And
really?
That's after tax.
You feel me? And it's so crazy to me because it's just like, well, this is my first job where I've ever had, where I've had it like that, where, you feel me, where I've gotten paychecks, and I'm like, really? When I was 16, 17 years old, I was making more money than I'm making at 21. That's the sad part. That's the sad part. When I was 17, I was making more money than this. And I'm sitting up here like this is devastating to me because I've never been, like, it messes me up because I've never been in this situation before. When I had a job, I got paid. And I was able to go out and be like, here, boom, we can do this, we can do this, we can do this. Taking all the homegirls, let's go. We finna go do this. We finna go go-kart racing. We finna go out to dinner. And whatever it is we want to do, we finna buy bottles just because we could. Whatever I felt like. And I was like, dang, you 21 and you supposed to be balling. And now it's just like, no, you're making money like you are 16 and 17.
It's like, it kind of goes like this. It's like when you're young, yeah, you said you're young, you got that first good job. Like I said, what was my first job? I'm trying to remember. Because I had so many jobs. What did Steve Harvey say? Like, I remember his old comedy thing. Like, I had like 10-11 jobs. From them 10-11 jobs, I've been fired like 10-11 times. Like, my brother always been working, but no, my first job was at Rouse. All right, now, like I said, when you were in high school, you got the high school job. Now, I was working at Rouse. You know, that's the baggage, you know, bagging groceries, collecting carts,
right.
Shit like that. And I was still in high school. You know, and I had to get a, this is how bad I wanted to work, because I had to get a work permit from work, you know, to be allowed to work. I was so young working.
Right.
You know, but you know, when you're young, and you know, you're still in high school or whatever, and you know, basically still probably still at your parents and shit and everything like that. That's why it's always good to have a job when you're young, because when you're young, you really just get to spend money on yourself. You know, it's not, and like I said, and I was always the one with a job. So you got to think, like, in high school, I'm working, you know, the homies doing whatever, and I'm getting my checks, you know, $300 a week, you know what I mean, to whatever, you know, getting my shit, and not having nothing. Well, I had my car. That's why, because I've always had it, because I was rolling, you know what I mean? And my parents always made me responsible in that sense, like, well, if you want that, you got to work for it. Well, like, fuck it, I'm about to go work and get that shit, you know what I mean? So, but when you ain't got no responsibilities, and you got a job, then it's really popping. But then is what happens is when you go, because like I said, in high school, it's basically like you're doing what you want to do as long as you go to school. You know what I mean? You're in school. This is what you're supposed to be doing. You're in school from this time. And then past that, you basically get to do what you want to do. I mean, that's just what high school is, depending on how your parents are, how strict they are, whatever. But that's basically what it is. You go to school, do your homework or whatever your projects are and shit, and then past that, do what the fuck you want to do. I mean, you don't really got to do shit, you know, when you're in high school. But then when you get in transitional phase, you know, then you go to college. Kind of the same thing. You don't got to do shit, but you got to do more. You know what I mean? Because not everybody gets student loans and shit. I didn't get them every year I was there. I got a couple of them. Other years, you know, nigga was working. But it's like, but then when I got my, and then I had a job in college. But see, when I had a job in college, that was my first double-digit job. Like, I was making, like, I think I was working at Sears, and I was making, like, $12 an hour at Sears. You know what I mean? And that shit, you know, that's my first time. And I'm still young, you know, like 20. You know, 21, college, got my own little dorm and shit, you know, got, like, my own apartment and shit. I got to share it with everybody. It's like, we ain't never had roommates before and shit, you know what I mean? So, and making $11, $12 an hour, and I already had student loans and everything, so that was really just all money going to my pocket. Oh, I was acting the ass, you know what I mean? But the other side of that is, when you're young, you blow a lot of money. You know, take it from me. And I'll tell this to anybody that makes it out there young, out there on their own, you know, I got all this money and I'm just doing whatever I got to do and I'm doing whatever I want to do because I got more coming or anything like that. Yeah, but you got to think about what happens if you don't. You know, that's the crucial part, because every time I think about shit nowadays, like, you know, I've been basically broke for a whole year because I've been paying off shit from the year before, trying to get myself back, you know, level. And I'm just finally getting there now, luckily. So this new year should be really promising for me, and I'm trying to be looking, you know, looking for everything before this. Man, it was in the wildest, like, ride on some shit. But I'm just saying, if you got a job, like I said, if you're young, you got a job, you're still in high school, college, or whatever, you got a job, you need to put some money the fuck away that you're just not going to touch. I don't give a damn if it's $10 per check, $20 per check, whatever. Five, put something away that you like, you know what, I am not touching that. You know, I'm not touching that money. Trust me. Because you got to realize that shit saves up. That shit loads up. No matter what it is, you save it, put it away. Because there's going to be that day where something's going to happen. You know what I mean? You never know what it may be. You may lose your job. You may have to deal with this, may have to deal with that. You may need that lump sum of money or something like that. Or something may happen where you may need money to get over to the next thing. Like I said, there's a lot of things that happen in the world and that happen in life. You need to have something away. Like, you know what? Like, man, that's just it. It just always adds to it, so it's always there. And that's strictly emergency money. Strictly emergency money. If it's not an emergency, then don't fucking touch it. And I don't mean make things out like they're an emergency just so you can touch the money. You know what I mean? Oh, I really got to go out tonight. Or I really got to do this. No, you don't. You don't. You don't. Trust me, because it's like, which is why I'm kind of thankful again for my situation now, because I feel like I put in all my work in these 30 years. I put in so much work, hurt, pain, sweat, tears, whoop, whatever. So this year, I deserve everything I'm about to get into and I'm about to do. And I really, like I said, and that goes for Bang Out Radio too. Like I said, when I get my apartment and shit. I'm going to set up my own little corner for the radio station, the little mics that come out the wall. And shit. Like I said, I'm going to do all kind of shit, you know what I mean, across the board. And it's because I've made it this far, at least, like I'm saying, without no real responsibilities, you know, no kids, things like that, whatever. But also some word advice, y'all. Fuck the police. Like I said, no, this is why I wasted so much money on fucking giving my money to the government on tickets, parking tickets, speeding tickets, you know, just tickets. And them motherfuckers is expensive as hell. Anybody that got hit a lot and decided to, you know, fucking traffic light tickets. You know what I mean? I've gotten a lot of tickets because Dagger's been in the streets. Dagger's been moving, all this constantly moving. I've gotten all kind of dumb tickets, and I've spent so much money on fucking tickets and having to give my money to Uncle Sam and shit just to keep my license or just to do this or just to do that, get points off my record, going to fucking they make you go to just get off your record that you got to pay for. And now just so much money on just wasted. You know, I could have been so far and sold some other shit by now, but at the same time, it's like, well, fine. Well, right now, we live in it now. Now, like I said, I paid off the last $800 ticket. You know, I don't owe anybody no more money. I'm about to pay off another $500 on my next check. My last $500, I got to get his bitch for her car, you know. And then I'll be straight. And then I just get to focus and do what I got to do. So I really hope, like I said, y'all out there that's got jobs or whatever, put something away. Put it away. Save it. Save. That way you always, always, always have money. And I'm the type of person that don't even believe money's important. But it is because, you know, people make it important. Society makes it important. We know you can't do shit without money. Let's be honest. So you just gotta just stay focused and be diligent about shit. Fuck the bullshit. We all like to have fun. We all like to enjoy ourselves. We all like to do what it do. But that bullshit, leave it alone across the board. And you see, like I said, you see what these haters is out here doing. Queen can't even get a full eight hour shift because the Mexicans is hating. And it's like, why? It's not like there's enough hours to go around. They just don't want you there. It's not like they're giving your hours to somebody else. They just don't want you to have them. Why? This is like, when people go out of their way to fuck with somebody else, that perplexes me that you just can't, you know, nobody, well, I was saying, mind your fucking business. It's like, I got shit to do with you. But can't nobody do that? I guess, you know what I mean? I guess people get really, I don't know, excited. Or people just ain't got shit to do with it. They just ain't got nothing going on in their life. They just so butthurt about what they got going on or whatever. Or some people actually just like to hate. They just like it. That's just what they do. And that shit is even like, oh, wow. Like, that's just what you are. Like, you're just a true hater. You need a shirt that says SH on it for super hater. You know, you need a cape and everything. That's just what you do. But I don't know, Queen. That's what I'm saying. Like I said, we don't have answers. That's why it's so hard, I mean, for me to come up with shit sometimes or even sit here and do this show sometimes, because I get mad and the reason I get so mad at shit is because, as I say all the time, it's unnecessary. It perplexes me that, you know, that people can be this way, and you can't ask a hater why they hate, because they'll never tell you the true answer. You know what I mean? A hater doesn't know that they're a hater. You know, nobody admits to being a hater. I admit to being a hater. The only person I hate is Nick Cannon, and I admit that. I can't stand that nigga for nothing. And I have my reasons for hating Nick Cannon. I hate him because, like I said, he thinks he's a rapper and can't rap the shit, but he made so much money doing that shit. I don't know how, but he did. You know what I mean? That makes me mad. I hate that he done polluted Mariah Carey, because I used to have the biggest crush on Mariah Carey. I used to, you know, back in the rainbow days and, you know, all that shit, you know, I used to fuck with Mariah Carey. So she wanted to fuck with Nick Cannon, and that just totally blew my mind. I'm like, of all people, Mariah Carey can pick anybody she wants to. You know what I mean? And she gonna get this motherfucker. Like, and I'm not hating on Nick because of Mariah Carey. I mean, I hate Mariah Carey because she chose Nick. Let's just get that situated. I just hate the decision that she made. It has nothing to do with Mariah Carey as a person. I just don't like the decision that she made. You know, I hate the fact how Nick Cannon want to sit up here and try to battle Eminem. Like I was saying, back to the rap thing. Like, nigga, you are not a rapper. Just because they say that or they claim that or whatever and all that shit, then okay, but you're not. You know what I mean? Back in the day, when I was really on this nigga head about shit, I had videos because I wrote a couple of diss tracks to Nick Cannon and shit or whatever. I don't know if I told this story, but like I said, I wrote a couple of diss tracks. I even recorded a little video for the diss track. Had it on my YouTube. Come to find out, that this nigga took my YouTube video dissing him and put it on his website, you know, and is sitting there trying to call, like, look at this hater here, did it and everything, like, basically trying to clown a nigga now, like, oh, okay, for sure, nigga, oh my God, I had so many people, and this was sad too, because like I said, I was bringing shit to his website and everything, but you know how many people, not even people that I had go through, I went over there and I looked at the website, I looked at the video, and there were a little comment, you know, people comment, you know how people love to comment on shit, you know, so we had all these comments going on back and forth, right? Man, one comment was, man, why are you hating on Nick like that? There's other people I don't even know. This is how real it was. Other people that I don't even know that didn't know nothing about me but know about Nick or whatever, listening to what I was saying on the track, listening to how I was listening to everything, was like, oh, this nigga's right. Ha, 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 ha. He clowning. This, that. You know what I mean? They was rolling with me. They was on my side. I don't even know. You know what I mean? They respected what was going on, and because he was trying to make fun of me, and he was like, well, it's true. You know what I mean? Everybody was like, oh, well, you're spitting that true shit. There was so much activity on this nigga's one video, because he would load up a video, like, I don't know if it was every day or every other day or something like that. He would load up a new video about whatever's going on or some shit like that. Now, if you look at the page that had the videos on here, there's videos before mine, there's videos after mine and everything like that. But you look at the comments, you know, 20, 15, this, that, or whatever. There was over, like, 100 comments on that video. You know what I mean? Going back and forth, this, that, whoop, and everything. And I had the majority of it. You know what I mean? I was getting shine off of this nigga's page, and he got mad at that. And then come to find out, he took it back down. Like, nigga, hold up. Nigga, you put it on there because you thought you could clown a nigga and everything, and thought you was going to get some stripes and everything for trying to make people laugh at me. Then found out that more people wound up laughing at you because of what I was saying, because I was on that real shit. And now you want to take it down? What the fuck? Then I get an email from this motherfucker. I'm not even going to say it might have not been him. It might have been somebody in his camp or whatever. I don't know. But I got the email. I even still got the email, I think. I can't dig it up now, but this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do it on Sunday. I'm going to pull up the email from Nick Cannon or his camp or whatever that he sent me. And this is just a bunch of bullshit. Because, you know what I mean? This is all this shit. This is why you tell, man, now he's all, man, you got so much talent. I don't know why you're using it in this way and this and this. And now, like, nigga, don't try to kiss ass now. Nigga, you know what I mean? And it's like, and why are you even trying to kiss my ass, nigga? I probably may never be famous on that level where you at or woo-woo or whatever. But I told her shit. I'm like, man, yeah, I meant every word I said because I agree with how you came into being, and I don't agree with you being a rapper. I don't agree with none of that shit. You know what I mean? So, and nah, fuck that. Ain't no apologies. Ain't no peace treaty. You know what I mean? I dissed your ass because that's how I felt, and that's what it is. No, man, we're supposed to be together. We supposed to be this, we supposed to be that, why y'all gotta be like this and everything, man? You sound like a bitch. Nigga, right? You know what I mean? And it's just shit like that. Like I said, I have a reason for doing that, but I back up what I say. And some people seem to like the things that I say, or at least agree with the things that I say. So but that was just a whole little section. It was just like, but that's what I mean. He pulled it up talking about I'm hating on him, which I don't consider that hating, nigga. I just don't. Damn, Queen, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm not doing anything. I'm walking around my house aimlessly.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. But yeah, like, he was trying to say I'm hating. And it's like I said, I don't consider that hating. It's just like, nigga, I don't like you. I don't agree with your music. I don't agree with how you came about. I don't agree with you starting off on Nickelodeon, dancing around in dresses and shit, and then trying to be, you know what? You know what the worst song? Oh, the song I couldn't stand by this nigga. Like, I'm a gigolo, lots of dota. No, I couldn't stand that fucking song. Oh, I couldn't stand that song. Everybody in the world swore that shit was so tight. No, it's not. And then you do that song with fucking R. Kelly. You know what I mean? And that, a lot of y'all might not like me about this shit about R. Kelly, but like I said, R. Kelly's a child rapist. Period. You know what I mean? I was fucking with R. Kelly until I found out he was fucking all little girls and all this shit and everything like that. Then when I found that out, no, it just changed all his music for me. I go back and listen to that shit now. You go back and listen to that shit again. It seems like you're ready. He's talking to a 12-year-old. You know what I mean? Like, he was fucking the lead when he was into it. You know what I mean? His songs are about kids. I can't go back to that. I can't do it. You know, and when people overlook that, like, well, it's just music. No. Rap artists, music artists, our music always comes from somewhere, unless it's some fake ass shit, unless it's some fake bullshit. If it's not that fake bullshit, if it's fake and you just making up shit, then yeah, you can make it whatever you want to. But if you're not making up anything and you really drawing from your life or whatever, then that's what the fuck he was out there doing. And I saw the video. You know, I saw the R. Kelly video. Like, I seen it. Everybody saw it. Nigga, and that's all I needed, man. You can't, because if anybody else, any regular motherfucker, any other dude, nigga, or anybody like that, black dude out here fucking little girls, pissing on them and doing kind of shit like that, niggas will be under the jail, executed, you know what I mean? All kind of shit would happen. This shit happened. Nothing happened, really. You know, and that's, but that's the society we live in. That's just where we're at. So I can't go back. Like I said, all this old school music. Look, give me some R. Kelly title songs. Give me some songs from R. Kelly. What are some of R. Kelly's old songs? I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind on a 14-year-old. You got to add that at the end. I don't see nothing, nigga. You had something wrong with that, nigga. Because you talking about kids, you talking about bumping and grinding. That's wrong.
You remind me of my G. That's so retarded. No, you remind me of my G song. What was it? Is that what it was called?
You remind me of my. Hold on. Let me see if I can Google. I'm gonna Google R. Kelly tracks. So I'm sitting here real quick. Hold on. We're gonna see what pops up. And every one of these levels. Hold on. R. Kelly. Some R. Kelly's top tracks, and we talking old school Kelly. Like I said, in the new shit after the case, you know, when he tried to come back and everything, you know, he tried to switch up his shit and everything like that. But I'm talking about old R. Kelly, the one, because like I said, I grew up on R. Kelly too. I'm not gonna sit here and lie, you know. I mean, I did a lot of shit to some R. Kelly tracks or whatever, but I wasn't fucking those little girls to R. Kelly shit. You know what I mean? I wasn't doing none of that stuff to R. Kelly songs. You know what I mean? So. Hold on, let's see. We're gonna pull up. We're gonna see if we can find some R. Kelly shit. Hold on. Yeah. Talking about Kelly, but that's what I said. But that's some fucked up shit. And what I'm going with this is just that, and it goes back to the money thing. It's like if you got money, if people feel that you're some kind of famous person, or that you're this and you're that, then they turn away and they look away when you do some shit that you ain't got no business doing. You know what I mean? That's the crazy part. Is that they might try to prosecute you, but if you got so much backup and you got so much money and so much this and that or whatever, because, you know, basically, R. Kelly just bought that girl off. You know, just bought the people off to get them to kind of like, you know, just leave the shit alone. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's like, if y'all don't realize that, then I don't know.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I was Googling, too. But he was married to Aaliyah?
Yeah, he was married to her. That's what I'm saying. When she was like 14, 15. That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
He was married to a little girl. Well, I don't know the technical. You got to look at it. You tell me. Look and see what it says. Because I don't know exactly when they got married.
But
it says they was married from 94 to 95, and then he married his recent ex-wife, the one that's on that one show. That one show. I can't think of the name of it right now. But, yeah, they got a divorce, too. And they was married. He married Aaliyah in 94 to 95, and then it says he was married to the other Andrea from 96 to 2009.
Oh, well, I don't know. Hold on. Let me Google some shit real quick, too, then. Hold on, now that I got to a little computer, because my phone is obviously shipping right now. Hold up. I'm trying to get y'all some facts here. Like,
ignition.
Yeah, ignition. Let's see. Ignition.
Yeah, that's
a little bit later on. You got to think like, we're thinking like 12 play days, you know, and set. You got to be old.
Okay.
We're thinking old. All right. Stuff. Like I said, New Kelly was trying to come back, but New Kelly just lost me. I admit, some of that shit, you know, let me stick the keys in your ignition, the ignition remix, feeling on your booty and everything like that. But every time I think of Kelly now, when I hear Kelly, any song that he does, it's in my head that he's talking to a 14-year-old or a 15-year-old. Because, look, I know, like I said, if you're a child molester, let's just call it what it is. If you're a child molester, you're always going to be a child molester. Child molesters don't just start not liking little kids. And this is ask any FBI motherfucker or anything like that too. Like I said, if you're those people out there that I just like little girls and I just like little boys. You know, the younger the better. That's just how they are. You can't do nothing about it. It's in their psyche. It's in their shit. All Kelly did now, or all Kelly's probably doing now, is just making sure his dumbass ain't recording shit. And making sure he's paying motherfuckers up front. That's probably all he's doing. Like I said, I don't know what he's doing. I'm not gonna say that, but you don't just if that's in you, you don't just do that. You know, it doesn't just stop. But like I said, people turn a blind eye to shit. People try to act like they don't see it. People try to act like, you know, it's not what it really is. Why can't I just see? This is why I hate Google. Why can't I just get a whole just a list of R. Kelly songs?
I was just thinking.
I just want a list of R. Kelly songs. Just read them all down. Like, hold on, top 20. Here we go. Let's look at the. Oh, see, I like this though. Hold on. I think I found something on Kelly. Hold on. Let's look at this. Because it says top 20 R. Kelly songs ever. Thought catalog. Let's see. Let's see if this loads up. Come on, low. You're supposed to be plugged up. This should even be easier. All right, hold on. Almost there. Let's see. What we got? All right. See? We already said, bro. All right, I found a little list. But see, look. See? Pump and grind, right? We already talked about it. I don't see nothing wrong. Okay, we're talking about little kids. All right. Keep it on the down low. Nobody has to know. Come on.
Wow.
Talking about it right there. Bitch, don't tell nobody. Please don't tell nobody.
Oh, wow.
What else you got? Hold on.
Oh, wow.
I'm your angel. See, I can flip this around a little bit because, you know, I'm your angel. Because, you know, little kids or little girls, you know, we're always looking at the older man and everything like that. Because, you know, a lot of young girls like older dudes because supposedly, you know, girls think that they mature faster, so they look at older men a little bit closer and everything like that. So he's up here talking about, you know, I'm trying to be your angel. I could take you where, you know what I mean? No, that's not going to work either for me. Be careful. Come on now. Be careful. See, you got to be careful when you fucking little girls. You got to be careful. You know? Oh, man, what else we got? What else we got? I wish, I know you wish a lot of things. I really know you wish. And this one right here, remember the song he did featuring with Jay-Z, featuring R. Kelly, Guilty Until Proven Innocent?
Wow.
They send him subliminal messages, y'all. Listen, people don't pay attention. Of course, feeling on your booty, you know what I mean? That's just, he's just feeling on booty. But look, like I said, no 14-year-old booty. Y'all ain't
text me.
You know what I
What else we got? Take you home. I mean, off the Best of Both Worlds album. See, I would have never did that. I just can't even do a track with Kelly. Before I wanted to do a track with Kelly, I wouldn't even do a track with Kelly now. And that motherfucker, man, you could have done it. If R. Kelly asked you to get on it or do something like that, nah, I wouldn't, though. I can't do it. This is my principalities about it. You know, I just can't do it.
Okay.
You got the same song with Usher, like same girl. I mean, oh, man, I don't know. But I mean, enough about Kelly. I'm just saying, and I'm trying to tell people, don't turn a blind eye to shit, y'all, because it's right here in your face. And even nowadays, people don't even care about hiding shit because they feel they can get away with it. And it's just that,
yeah.
And people are getting away with it. That's even the worst part about it. People are getting away with it. I don't even think, did Kelly even spend any time in jail for this?
No.
Nothing, right?
Mm-mm.
It's like, God, what the fuck? For real. Anybody else go out there and rape or have sex with a little girl, videotape it, put her face on the little girl's ass, piss on her and shit and everything, and that shit get out. Police is coming to knock at that nigga's door like, nigga, we saw you in the video doing this, nigga, you going straight to jail. Do not pass go, do not collect $200. You go straight there. R. Kelly get away with it. That's why that's one of the funniest episodes of the Boondocks. I got a couple of clips of those. Actually, I'm about to play a couple of these R. Kelly clips. Because now I think about it. Like I said, I don't know they even play shit on the radio. Blog Talk Radio. I mean, fuck you Fridays. But I'm gonna play some of these skits real quick where they was talking about Kelly, because that's all. I'm like, it is just funny because you hear it where it's like you hear Riley talking about like trying to back up R. Kelly, but see, Riley represents niggas. Let's just be honest. And sometimes it's about being real. You know, on the other hand, but this is what niggas do, and this is what niggas was doing in regards to R. Kelly, because niggas was backing up R. Kelly just because. He was R. Kelly. That don't mean shit. You know what I mean? That nigga was born and raised out of my
heck, yeah.
That nigga was born and raised just like everybody else, you know what I mean? Had a mama, had a daddy. And obviously that mom and daddy wasn't doing something right if this nigga only could fuck with little girls. You know, hold on. And that's the crazy part. But I like Riley because it's funny, because this is what people, because he represents what, he represents what people were saying when the whole shit was going down. Man, why you messing with R. Kelly, man? Look what he did. Like, it's the funniest thing, because you can see it. It's not like anybody was making anything up. You know what I mean? When the shit went down with Michael Jackson, you know, there was no videos about it. And again, I'm not trying to say that even fucking with little boys and everything is even good, or that Michael Jackson and everything. What I'm simply saying is that there was no evidence on Michael. You know what I mean? Outside of this little kid saying he did this, there was no evidence whatsoever outside of this little kid saying, yeah, this kid did. I saw Michael Jackson, he did this, he did that. And it might have looked bad, yeah, Mike sleeping in the bed with boys and having all the kids in Neverland and everything, but still, there was no technical proof. Like, there was no pictures, no videos. So, okay, you have to prove to me that Mike did that. Or you have to prove it to me. But when anybody can go on the internet and look up the R. Kelly video and see it, you know what I mean? There's no more evidence that you need than this right here. This is it. Open and shut case. But they want to drag. They dragged out the trial. They da 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 this da da. Like, are you fucking serious? Serious? This is what I mean. People get away with shit like that. Like, watch. Here we go. Look. Here's Riley right here riding for R. Kelly. This is what niggas was doing, just like this little nigga doing right here. And I like Riley, but this is what niggas was doing right here. Listen.
Hey there, Huey. Riley. I couldn't help but notice your sign, and I hope you boys aren't too upset about me having to prosecute Mr. Kelly.
Hey, man, you do what you gotta do.
Why R. Kelly, huh? What did R. Kelly do to you?
He's accused of relieving himself on an underage girl on tape, which is against the law.
Okay. But let's examine this whole peeing thing so I can pee in the toilet and it's okay. But if I pee on a person, it's like, not okay.
Well, yeah.
Well, what if I'm peeing and Huey's in the bathroom and I accidentally pee on Huey? Should I go to jail? What the hell would I be doing in the bathroom while you're in the bathroom? Hold up, hold up. Remember when we used to sleep in the same bed when we was littler? From time to time, I have a little accident. You still do? Shut up. So, Mr. Dubois, Mr. I want to lock niggas up for peeing. What's the statute of limitations on bedwetting? Why not prosecute me and R. Kelly at the same time, huh?
Now, Riley, no one's going to prosecute you for bedwetting.
And you shouldn't. It's a natural bodily function. And now every nigga in the world gonna be scared to pee. I may never pee again.
Riley, it was a little girl.
Oh, I've seen that girl. She ain't little. I'm little.
Yes.
Gary Coleman's little.
Yes.
Mini-Me is little.
Very.
And to the best of my knowledge, we all managed to avoid getting peed on so far.
But what about the victim?
Oh, yes, the victim. At what point does personal responsibility become a factor in this equation?
I don't think that...
I see piss coming. I move.
Mm.
She saw piss coming. She stayed.
Yeah, she did.
And why should I have to miss that on the next R. Kelly album just for that?
See this shit? But that's what people would like. And it's funny. This is why I watch these kind of cartoons and anything like that, because they're making fun of real people. They're making, and I like that. I like Riley. I like that attitude about shit or whatever. But there's certain shit that you just can't, that you just shouldn't tolerate. There's certain shit that you know that's wrong. Period. You know what I mean? Like, hold on. Let's see what else. What else? I got another one. You know, and here's a little girl, right? Here's a little girl, which is actually the same thing, which is true because, like I'm saying, there were actually. I remember. God, I can't even believe this is all coming back to me. There were little girls that were actually saying shit like, oh, I would let him piss on me for money and everything, too. I mean, that's really R. Kelly, you know what I mean? Like, there's bitches out there that really like this. Listen.
Young lady, I know this might be hard to talk about.
No, it's cool.
How old were you when you were seeing Mr. Kelly?
14 and a quarter.
Wow. That's a great age, isn't it? Still learning so much about the world.
Whatever, I guess.
Could you describe the events leading up to the shooting of the video?
Yeah, he asked if he could pee on me, and I said, for sure. I mean, it's R. Kelly, the Pied Piper of R&B. I've been peed on by guys who don't even have record deals. If I didn't want to get peed on, I'd just move out the way. Ha, I told you.
See, that's what I'm saying.
No.
But I remember, like I said, when all this shit was going down and everything, like I said, I remember having conversations with bitches and shit like that or hearing shit and everything. I literally remember slowly, but I remember shit because that's how dumb it was to me. Like this, oh, well, if it happened to me and he pissed on me, first of all, I wouldn't have told because, you know, this and this like that. But even at that, this is just regular shit. I wish it was me because I would have got to see R. Kelly and then and that. I'm like, bitch, how stupid is that?
That's... First off, it's like, half yourself that bitch. You let a man piss on you? Like, to me, that's disrespectful. Like, you gonna sit up there and be like, yeah, just pee on me, it's okay. Ooh, I like it. Because this man got money. You know, I'm funny. No.
This is exactly what the news story sounded like and everything, too. You know what I mean? News people and everything was on this shit too. So here, hold on.
Oh, lovey lord. You boys cover your eyes. That leaves something to the imagination. That's just showing too much booty.
And on our talking points this evening, it seems like the hip hop community is trading in their gold chains for gold showers. Hip hop singer R. Kelly is on trial again this week for sharing some of his liquid bling with yet another underage girl. Some advice for Mr. Kelly. Next time, use a golden shower curtain and keep your golden showers.
Man. Like I said, they're out here clowning, but that's just what I mean. And like I said, Kelly's not the only one that got away with some shit and everything just because he got money. You know what I mean? And that's just, but like I said, that's America. That's the society we're in. That's where we're at with things. But that's also why I don't do no dumb shit, or I try to stay focused and I try to do the right thing, because if something were to happen, or if I were to do something dumb or try to be on some illegal shit or some super illegal shit and that shit went foul or wrong, ain't nobody coming to save me. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be able to get the top-notch lawyer. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to do that. I'm going straight to jail. You know, so that way, that's why I either make sure whatever I do, either don't nobody know about it, I'm going to be able to get away with it, or, you know, I just don't do it. Point blank, period. Because, like I said, that shit ain't for everybody. Now, all these motherfuckers out here, just out here doing whatever, robbing this, robbing that, fuck the world and everything like that. Motherfuckers are going to catch up with you. Somebody going to catch you. And sometimes you may want it to be the police before it be the niggas you fuck with for too, because niggas is coming shooting. Police just arrest you and lock you up. You know what I mean? Niggas come to try to kill your ass. Depending on where you at and who you fucking with and what you're doing. So it's like, man, I just get so frustrated. And I say that all the time. I just get so frustrated because you want to be one of the type of people who, like I said, if I was just all-powerful, I'm not trying to say it's trying to be God or anything like that, but, I mean, if I just had the power to change the world and to change the way people think and to make things a better place, then it would be that. But also what they say is, as people, a utopia, a perfect world and everything like that, people wouldn't know how to handle a perfect world. That's what they also be saying, too. Like, if everything was going so good, then, so, you ever, Queen, you know those type of people that don't know what being good is about, you know what I mean, that just can't be good, or when they try to be good, it doesn't work for them, you know what I'm trying to say, like, they just naturally are on some other bullshit, and that's just what they know, that's all they can stand, they can't do anything else.
Yep.
And when they try to do positive things or whatever, they get frustrated about doing good, like I get frustrated with motherfuckers for being dumb, and that's stupid. How is it frustrating to do the right thing? You know what I mean? To be a good person. That frustrates you? That's an issue for you? That causes problems for you? I don't get that. And can nobody make it make sense?
It's just so, I guess it's because they're so used to chaos. They don't know how to deal with things that are going so well.
That's not even an excuse, because I'm used to chaos. I'm used to pain. I'm used to all this shit. I'm used to not being happy. But when I am happy, or when something's going on that's positive for me, or when I'm in that situation, then I am happy. I know how to be that. You know what I mean? I understand that. But there are those people to keep quoting comics. Remember Cat Williams? There was something Cat Williams said and shit. He was like, how you gonna get mad at breakfast? I mean, you just woke up and you already mad about whatever. You know what I mean? You already pissed off. Gang banging at breakfast or on breakfast. Like, how do you just but this is what I mean. I just don't know what to say to people. And there's nothing I really can say. That's what I keep saying all the time. There's nothing you can say to people. I'm past trying to help people. This right here, this radio station, is the last bit of help that motherfuckers are going to get from me. You know what I mean? In a sense, as far as expressing my opinions and trying to have people do right. Because majority of the time, 9 times out of 10, like I said, don't nobody want to do right. Don't nobody want to do right. Either people just want to get over, you know, they're trying to get something real quick, or they're trying to do shit, but just like right now. You know, nobody's thinking. Everybody's playing, like I said all the time, everybody's playing checkers. Everybody's thinking about who they could jump over, what the next quick move is and everything like that, just to get over it, just to try to get to here, get to there. That's all they're thinking about, and that's all that matters. Like I said, real people play chess. And it says, I don't play the actual game of chess, but and you get my what I'm trying to say here. Chess, you got to think. You got to think 3-4 moves ahead. You got to look at the pieces that you got. You got to protect certain pieces. You got to get rid of certain pieces. You have to examine your opponent and what the world is doing or what they're doing with you and how they're moving their pieces so you can move your shit in accordance to that. You know what I mean? There's a lot more into that. There's a lot more into chess. Chess isn't an easy game, which is why people would rather play checkers, because they don't want to put in the work that they would have to do to be able to play the game of chess of life. You know what I mean? To be able to play this game over here, they're not willing to put in the work. You know, you gotta go to school. You got to go to school, although it's probably not safe to go to a lot of schools right now, but you still got to go to school. You know, get educated. There's too many dumb motherfuckers in the world. You know what I mean? At least finish high school. At the very least, guys, go to 1 through 12. Just make it to 12. Nobody says you got to go to college, although you should if you can. You know what I mean? But nobody says you have to. But damn, at least finish the basics. At least. But how many motherfuckers go, man, fuck that. You know what I mean? Fuck that. You know, that's what people be like. You know, just, well, fuck that. Because they don't see where in the future that is better for them. It's like, fuck that, man. I can just go sell some shit and make this money right now. What the fuck I need school for? I can do this. Whatever the fuck I need school for. You know, and I was around people like that in school, too. You know, my mother did school and then just disappeared and you wonder where they went. Or, you know, people that were just so, that couldn't even calm themselves down enough to even stay in school for 8 hours. So they got kicked out, expelled, had to go to some, like, adult school. It was funny because the high school I went to, it was, like, our high school. And then, you know, there's always the continuation school, which is like the little bungalows off in the back of the school to the right or something like that, way in the back or something, where all the real psycho, crazy-ass motherfucking students that can't be in regular population, but they in school, but they go over there, you know, a classroom with, like, 15, 20 just straight delinquents and shit. They don't give a fuck, but they got to go to adult school because that's part of their probation plan and shit or whatever. You know, them motherfuckers. And still don't even make it to adult school. It's an education. Learn something. And if you're not going to go to school, then you need to go to some kind of trade school or something. You need to learn how to do something. You need to be either a good mechanic. You need to be a good this, a good that. You need to learn how to do something and do something well. You know what I mean? Because that other shit don't last. And I'm not even trying to knock on the hustlers or anything like that. Like I said, smoke weed, sell your weed because I'm going to buy some. You know what I mean? I need weed sellers so I can get some weed. You know what I mean? I'm not saying don't do your hustling shit, but what I'm saying is your hustle is not supposed to be your primary source of income or your only source of income. It's not. You're supposed to have that steady check from wherever it is. You're supposed to have that steady check, that guaranteed money, and then you can do your hustling shit on the side and make some extra money or get another job. You know what I mean? Because hustle money is never guaranteed. Or, you know, or hustle money, you know, it varies. You know what I mean? You can make this amount this time, and then when you re-up or whatever, only get this amount, or you may spend some of your re-up on this, or, you know, shit may be slow. You know, motherfuckers, it ain't the first of the month, so niggas ain't got their checks and shit. You know what I mean? It ain't steady. Unless you got that kind of clientele. I mean, do what you do. I'm not trying to have you on there, but majority of the time, you know what I mean? Motherfuckers is just nickel and dime and trying to get from re-up to re-up like other motherfuckers would get from paycheck to paycheck. That's not guaranteed money. And then you're running the risk of, you know, all kind of shit, getting robbed, shot. You know what I mean? There's a lot of shit that comes along with that. And you have to be careful. But why put yourself through unnecessary shit when you don't have to? This is what I mean. And it's real easy. I mean, I'm not going to say that's easy, but I mean, as far as finishing school, I mean, school was easy for me. I mean, I'm not trying to say I'm better. It's just because I barely went, but I knew how to get through school. You know what I mean? I knew how to get my diploma. You know what I mean? You got to get that because that's the bare necessities, at least, for a job, or any kind of regular job. But then you also have to think, you always go back to what people are thinking and what's going on in people's heads. If people feel they don't need no regular job, then they're not going to feel like they need to go to school or whatever in order they can have a regular job. But here's also what I'm going to tell y'all. And take it from me because, like I said, I see this every day. And this is for basically the younger cats. You know what I mean? If you're still in high school right now, maybe listening or in your early 20s and shit and everything like that, and like I said, you don't have an education major or limited education or something like that. You need to at least get that because when you get to an older age, when you get maybe in your late 30s, because like I said, where I work at, hopefully am still working at when I go back to Monday, I hope. But I see all these people coming there talking about, you know, I was doing all kind of shit when I was in school. You know, I wasn't really focused. I wasn't doing this. I wasn't doing that. And these old men now trying to get jobs and realizing how life is and, you know, really trying to better themselves now, years later and everything like that, it's fucking too late. We have to turn people away because no high school diploma. You know what I mean? And then that's just the basic. And then the 20, and we even have a little thing we call it our job. It's like a test that we give people where it's like, okay, well, if you don't got your high school diploma, but you pass this test, then, you know what I mean, you can still come on and we can still, you know, bring you on and everything like that. These motherfuckers can't even get past the test. And I looked at the test, and I haven't looked at math and word comprehension and everything in years. You know what I mean? It's been a year since I've been in high school and everything, when I even looked at a fucking test. But I'm looking at the test, and it's really awesome. Are you dumber than the fifth grader type shit? Are you smarter than the fifth? Like, I mean, this shit right here is like simple fractions, simple percentages, simple word comprehension. Like, you read the paragraph, and then they ask you questions about what you just read, and, you know, you got to circle the one that's there. I mean, basic shit. And these grown-ass men is up here failing this shit. And it's even the easiest test. They sit here and tell you on the test that if you don't know the answer, don't answer the question. Don't answer it. Just leave it blank. You're only graded on the answers that you know or that you think you know. So they're even, it's kind of like grading on a curve. You know what I mean? They're trying to get you in there. And these motherfuckers can't even answer the questions right that they thought they had right. Okay. I mean, could you imagine, quick, imagine this, right? You back in school or whatever. I mean, you're in school now, but you just got your break and everything. But, I mean, you're taking a test in school, right? And the teacher tells you, and the teacher tells you in class, so what? On this test, only answer the questions that you know, that you for sure that you know, only answer those, and that's all you're going to be graded on. Whatever else, you just leave blank and don't worry about it. So let's just say, so this is what I mean. Let's bring it in first. So you got 20 questions. You got a 20 question test, right? Let's just say you got 20 questions. You only for sure know the answers to 10 of them, right? Or you feel you know for sure know the answers to 10 of them, right? So you only answer 10 out of the 20. So your test is only 10 questions, and now your grade is based on how you answered those 10 questions. That's the kind of test they have to take.
So and
literally,
they, wow. Mm.
And they still be failing. Still be failing. And I look at them, and then when they grade them, right, they put up the little thing, right? They print out this little paper that shows that their grades there. There's the verbal part, and there's the math part. Now, on the paper, there's a line in the middle of the paper, right? All they got to do is get over this line, which is only about a certain amount of points or whatever, right? And that's based on, like, you know, the percentage of the answers that they answer. You know what I mean? However they factor it out. There's this line right in the middle of the paper where all they got to do is get over that line with their answers and they're straight, you know? And I'm trying to think of it like, okay, think of it like a thermometer. You know, you got a thermometer that has, you know, all the levels on it, but it goes from the bottom to the top, right? And it has all those little niches on it and everything like that. Now think, all they got to do is get, every answer they get is like, think like the heat rises up and the thing on the thermometer, like, raises up, right? It's going up. And all they got to do is get, like, halfway up the thermometer, right? And they get, like, only a fourth up the way. You know what I mean? Only, like, a fourth or a quarter or some shit like that. Literally, all this open space between their answers and the line that they're supposed to get you, all this open space where it's like, you didn't know that? Or it'd be split sometimes. Sometimes the motherfuckers could read, like, they'd be really good on the word comprehension and shit, but fail on the math. Like, the math be all the way back here. But this is, like, really basic, are you smarter than the fifth grader type shit.
Wow. And that's sad. And you know what? They keep telling
me. Fuck, that's so sad.
I feel sorry. And it's shit like,
take this fraction, three-fourths, and turn it into a percentage. How do you not know how to do that? 3 divided by 4 times 100. That's how you get the percent.
No
fucking thing is. What? What is this? Are you?
Wow.
And all kinds of people come here. So I say, I mean, we got foreigners coming in. But foreigners got an excuse. They ain't from this country. You know what I mean? I give foreigners a pass. You know what I mean? Or I get the Mexicans a pass. These motherfuckers barely know English and shit or whatever anyway, too. But, I mean, I'm really serious. I'm talking about, like, black people. Also, I'm looking up for my black folks right now. I'm talking to my people. Like, there's so many of these niggas that come in there, and it's not even just, and it's been, some of them just got out of jail. You know what I mean? You can't get no job, nigga, coming fresh out of jail. Or the only job you're going to get is some, like, other type shit. You know what I mean? You're going to get some shit that's going to pay you under the table. You ain't going to get no kind of benefits and shit like that. You know what I mean? You can't. We've had to turn people away. Like I said, felonies. Motherfuckers coming in there talking about, yeah, I want a job. Motherfuckers got, like, four felonies. Armed robbery. Assault. You know, shit like this. You know what I mean? You think anybody's going to hire you? I'm glad you got those shit together now. You know what I mean? I'm glad you got your shit together now, but you fucked up.
Man.
But you already fucked up. This is what I'm telling people now. The shit that you're doing now, if you fuck it up now and you survive to your older age or whatever, this girl still fuck you over in the end. It's going to. If you naturally fucking up or fucking up off some bullshit or doing some fucked up shit, then that shit is going to come back around. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Nothing. That's the sad part.
And some of these dudes being there really on that. Like I said, I'm not saying we got nothing but hardcore head niggas coming in there and shit. Some of these dudes be really older men talking about, you know what, man? I messed up on my life. You know what I mean? I'm trying to get my shit back together. You know, maybe really be trying to get their shit back together and do the right thing and everything like that. But we can't help them because, nigga, you ain't got no education and you did too much in your past.
Right, and that be the sad part is the ones who really be wanting to change their life around, but it's just like, damn, you already been fucked up, so I can't. It's nothing that I can do because you messed up. Like I can't help you.
And you can't even get mad at people because you got to realize that, and you got to realize that the people that are offering the jobs are people that didn't fuck up. You know what I mean? These are people that are doing shit that got their business going. That are trying to do, you know what I mean, trying to make things happen for themselves and things like that, running companies and shit. These are people that use their education and did what they had to do to get where they at. You think that they're going to hire you and let you come around where they at and try to and possibly fuck up their shit? It's not going to happen. This is what I'm saying. This is what I was saying earlier. People that are out here offering jobs are the same people that are looking for those that are doing what they did to get a job. You know what I mean? They got educated. If you wanted to go back on the streets and go sell some shit or whatever like that, you could find that shit all day because there's all kind of people doing that. That's easy. But that's another thing as well people do. People always take the easy way out. And I say that all the time. It's hard. I know people. I know it's hard to do the right thing. It's really hard to do the right thing. But that's where your merit is tested. That's where you show yourself. That's where you test yourself. Because it's hard to do the right thing. It's real easy to do some fucked up shit. It's real easy. That's why everybody's doing it. It's real easy to do some fucked up shit. So easy. It's hard to be the right person. It's hard to do the right thing. It's hard to walk away from the situation. It's hard to ignore ignorance. It's hard. I know. It's hard to get up off your ass every day and go look for a job. It's hard to take your ass to class and sitting there and listening to boring-ass professors or whatever. I know it's hard. But nothing that you're supposed to have is going to come easy. And if it does, then either you really lucky or you were born into some shit. Or you were born into some kind of, you know, wealth or some family and shit like that or something like that. Or you were just lucky. You know, maybe you fucking won the lottery or some shit. You know, there is a value of luck in life. But everything starts with hard work and dedication, and you have to want something for yourself. And I don't mean the easy, like I said, and again, I don't mean the easy get-rich-quick shit or whatever, anything like that. You have to actually, because like I said, nothing that's worth it really comes easy. When you think about it, I mean, everything. I'm not saying everything has to be hard, but you got to realize if you put in the work early, which is what I said to myself, like I said, I put in all my work early. I got all my shit out the way early. I got heartbroken 3-4 times, got school done, college, you know what I mean, went through like 4-5 cars. You know what I mean? I got all my bullshit done and out the way early. You know what I mean? That's why I keep getting so, I don't get excited about shit, but I am kind of excited about this year because, like I said, I'm about to hit the tracks running. Educated, smart. You know what I mean? Money in my pocket, goals, dedication. You know what I mean? It's about to be a scary year. But not everybody's in that position. But I had to work hard to get here. Trust, and I stumbled. I made faults. You know, like I said about the tickets and everything like that. There was a lot of dumb shit I was doing. Where if I was saying it smart, then like I said, I would be in a better situation than I'm at now. But at the same time, even the dumb shit I was doing, it wasn't dumb enough to put me in the category with the rest of y'all motherfuckers. Or if it was, then I was smart enough to not get caught or to be, or, you know, I put myself in a certain situation. Like, what I always say is, if you're going to do wrong, do it right. If you are going to do wrong, you got to do it the right way. As twisted as that is, it's true. But like I said, y'all out there that's doing wrong on top of not giving a fuck, like, you don't give a fuck and you're doing wrong. Nuh-uh. You're not going to win. Or if you feel like you're winning, or if you are winning, it's only going to last so long. Trust me. That shit is not going to fly. I've seen it. I witnessed it. I've been part of it. And I'm trying to talk to y'all out here. But like I say all the time, nobody fucking listens to me, man. This is why I say I feel like I've been wasting my breath for the last 2 hours. Can't nobody out there listen. You know what I'm saying? Nobody listens to me. I ain't feeling what I got to say about this shit and everything because y'all just not. Because bottom line, people are going to do what the fuck they want to do. That's despite everything else I said all night. That's what it all boils down to.
Right.
People do what they want to do. And that's what life is. That's why, like I said, like, that's why I always did love that movie, and I keep making that reference too, the Matrix reference. The problem is choice. You have to choose to want to do the right thing. You have to choose to want to be a better person. You have to choose, you know what I mean, to not fuck up. Or if you do fuck up, you have to choose to learn from that and make yourself better. You have to choose to do that. Because nobody's going to make the choices for you. Everybody that tunes into this radio station or listens to Bang Out Radio or listens to me or whatever, I'm assuming is at least grown enough, like I said, to be making your own decisions. It's the choices that you make. I'm not going to sit here and tell people what to do. I don't. I sit back and look at the choices that people make, and that lets me know where they stand. Because, like I said, it's the choices that people make that will show you how they are, the type of person that they are. It's the actions that people do. It's how they carry themselves. Motherfuckers can talk and say whatever they want to. They can post whatever they want on Facebook. They can alter pictures. They can, you know what I mean? Motherfuckers can put out there whatever they want to. But you don't never know motherfuckers. You actually witness them, look at them, see what they're doing. Look at their actions. That shows you where motherfuckers are, where their head is at. And that's what you need to base your decisions on. Because, and I've seen it too many times, and I keep saying it all the time, too, like I said, your friends, family, whatever, like I said, if they truly there for you, if they truly got your back, if they truly are riding for you and everything like that, then fine. You support them like they support you, and you make sure it's mutual, you make sure everybody's on the same page. All right, so you make sure all that shit is straight. If them motherfuckers ain't doing shit for you, or if you're trying to do the right thing and they trying to have you go on somewhere else or doing something else, or they keep telling you they're going to do something and don't never do it, or it's always some excuse, or it's always this and it's always that, you need to leave that shit the fuck alone. Or turn down dealing with them people. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and tell y'all to disown y'all family and shit like that or disown y'all friends, but sometimes you have to do that. You know what I mean? When people get gangrene or some kind of disease or whatever like that, you know, that spreads through the body. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? In order to save the body, you gotta cut that part off.
Hell yeah.
And I'm lucky in the sense because, like I said, the fact I pay attention. And like I said, dad is the first one to go out there and do something nice with somebody or be close with somebody, and if they show me respect, so you know what I mean? We can do this and everything. But at the same time, a lot of the haters in my life and a lot of motherfuckers that I thought was going to be cool, that I thought was this and I thought was that, showed themselves real early. And I'm lucky in that sense. Because I would hate to be where I'm at now or even somewhere down the line and have to deal with somebody that never really had my intentions at heart. You know what I mean? So I got lucky that the haters and all the shit in my circle or whatever that were in my circle showed themselves real early, and I got rid of them real quick. And there's no going back. With me, once you cross, that's it. There's no going back over the line. There's no peace treaty. Fuck that. Fuck you. What you doing, get the fuck away from me. Period. If you got over on me, you got that. I'm going to chalk it up as a loss, and I'm going to move the fuck on. Fuck you. I'm going home. Just that easy. You know what I mean? And then, like I said, and then if it's not beneficial to you, and I don't even mean, it don't even always got to be about money. I'm not trying to even say it like that. Just beneficial. If they're not trying to better you in any kind of way, they're not trying to have your back, they're not trying to be a good friend. Like I said, I got true friends, real friends. I got those, and I know exactly who they are. If you don't got that, you know, then sometimes it's better to be by yourself. Not everybody claims to be your friend is going to be your friend. Or maybe they only being your friend because of what you can do together. You know what I mean? You got to really know or understand or see where people are at before you start claiming, like, yeah, this is my best friend in the whole wide world. We do this together. This motherfucker always got my back. How many of those motherfuckers are the first 48? You know what I mean? How many of these shows y'all see where your best friend is the first one to snitch on your ass? That's awesome. But yeah, hold on. I got to get up out of here. What? Y'all got to excuse me. I'm doing my show. Yeah, sorry. It's okay. I'm almost done. I'm going to wrap up now. All right, so I got to get up. Oh, yeah, y'all. It has been fucking Friday. Thank you, Queen, for hanging out with me tonight. Got a lot of things on the test tonight. But like I said, bottom line, just across the board, man. Haters, leave them alone. Across the board, that's, like I said, your job, your family, friends. If anybody's not fucking with you, trying to better you, trying to, if anybody in your circle, if you have the slightest inkling that person might not be down for you, and that might not really be there for you, like that, you need to cut that person off. You need to let that go. You know what I mean? And see how much freer you feel. See how much more opportunities present themselves. You know, and you don't want people, you want people to be around, and you want to be around people that you actually just want to be around. Not for no reasons, not because they owe you something, not because you're trying to get something from them, not because they got this, not because they got that. It's because that's a true person. I mean, that's somebody that's real. That's somebody you, like I said, if y'all ain't got nothing, y'all still good. You know what I mean? That's the type of real motherfuckers you need to be around right there. Everybody else is on that bullshit. Everybody else is on that drama. Everybody else only looks out for themselves, and they can give a fuck about what you got going on. And trust me when I say that. All right? Because not everybody's like me. I still care, even though I try to act like I don't. I try to say that I don't. But deep down, I do because, again, there are real people in the world. But we just getting overran by all this other bullshit, all these other haters. We getting overran by this shit, and we got to stop that shit. And the only way you're going to stop it is you can cut the motherfuckers off and let them niggas know. Real, recognize real, fuck the fake shit. Point blank, period. Any shout outs you want to give real quick before we get up out of here on this Fuck You Friday?
No,
I'm sorry. This is Fuck You Friday. Any fuck yous you want to give out real quick before we leave?
Oh, okay. Sure. All right, there we go.
Let me rephrase that. Okay, this is Friday.
Fuck you to my job. Fuck you to all of the haters, anybody who is trying to stand in the way of Queen V and her goals in life, because, yes, I got them. Man, 2013, I can't wait. It's about to be my year. I feel it deep down. I feel it. But, yeah, y'all, like I said, fuck you to anybody who is not fucking with me and who's not out to support me and the shit that I be doing, because I can't. And anybody who's not, yes, you will be get cut off. Can't do it anymore. Tired of playing this nice lady because I'm always that person. Can't do it anymore. So everybody be prepared, because if you ain't on my side, then sorry, fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm done. Yep.
Nah, well, like I said, y'all, just bottom line, man. Just fuck you if you got a problem with me. Fuck you if you got a problem with Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Fuck you if you got a problem with any of the people that I'm fucking with. All right, point blank, period. You either on this side of the line or you're on that side of the line. All right, and real motherfuckers is on this side of the line. If you're on the other side, fuck you, what you doing, who you with, and whatever you got going on. I don't care. Just stay over there and don't come over here, all right? We'll see y'all on Slap Sunday, 7 to 9. Of course, the Triple M Show on Mondays, all music is the opposite of this show. And, of course, West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights with Dagger, and, of course, Queen V right here. And right back again next Friday with another fucking Friday from 6 to 8. Merry Christmas for those out there doing their thing. If y'all don't, because like I said, Christmas is coming. When is it, on Monday? Either Monday or Tuesday. So I'm going to say Merry Christmas now. I'm going to say Merry Christmas on Sunday and on Monday. But because, you know, never know who's listening to what shows. But Merry Christmas, like I said. Fuck all the bullshit. All right? Stay true to yourself. Do the right thing, even though I know it's hard. And like I said, only bring around people, only be with people that's trying to do something. Everybody else is just trying to take away from you. All right? Be with those that's trying to get something for themselves. All right? We'll see y'all next week. Thanks for hanging out, Queen. And, yeah, fuck you, and we out.